Hello and welcome to another episode of the Kid Stories Podcast. I'm Phil Bechtel. Let's get into a shout-out. Otis from Kaukapakapa, New Zealand. Yes, that is a real place. No, I did not make it up. Otis, I think if you were a character from the stories, you'd be a tree beast wizard, and you would be able to create tree beasts with your magic. But they would be good tree beasts, and they'd help you out whenever you needed. Thanks for listening, Otis. Today's story is titled, They're Back, Part 7. Last time on They're Back, Part 6, our heroes were all hidden in the Gloop's main control room, where the Gloops were preparing to somehow alter the moon crystals to turn the Celestial Drift into their own floating fortress. Tim released his little bug friend, a beetle named Sir Glowington, to go sit on one of the crystals and disrupt the process. That's where we join them now. For a moment, time seemed to freeze in the vast crystal chamber. Sir Glowington perched on the moon crystal's surface, his tiny legs tapping against the glowing mineral. Then, as if responding to some unheard signal, the beetle's bioluminescent abdomen flashed over and over. The crystal answered with a pulse of its own, a blinding flare of blue-white light that rippled outward to the other connected smaller crystals. The energy surge spread like lightning, jumping from crystal to crystal. No one knew exactly what was happening, but it was slowing down the Gloop's plans.
"What's happening?"
a Gloop technician burbled frantically, its gelatinous form quivering with alarm.
"The resonance frequencies are destabilizing,"
another responded, frantically flipping switches and pressing buttons on a control panel.
"The beetle's bioluminescence is somehow interfering with the crystal's harmonics."
The captain freaked out.
"Remove that insect immediately!"
But Sir Glowington was already airborne again, zipping in erratic patterns between the crystals. Each time he briefly landed, another surge pulsed through the system, causing equipment to spark and smoke. "Sorry about that," Tim called out, not sounding sorry at all. He's very curious. Independent thinker, you know. Ray seized the moment of confusion, pulling a handful of glowing seeds from his pocket and flinging them toward a cluster of Gloop guards. The seeds burst on impact, each one a tiny explosion that scattered the guards.
"Intruders!"
the captain's voice echoed throughout the chamber.
"Protect the device at all costs!"
Dozens of Gloop guards rolled toward the heroes from all directions, some wielding weapons of hardened slime, others swinging old swords. "I think we made them angry," Rocket observed, handling multiple wands. "Excellent!" Benben drew his ninja sword, positioning himself between the oncoming Gloops and his friends. "We need a plan."
"I've got one,"
Tim announced, reaching into his various pockets and pulling out an assortment of strange items he had collected throughout the island.
"Maximum chaos!"
Before Benben could object, Tim had already leaped into action, tossing a handful of glittering pebbles across the chamber floor. Each stone bounced high before bursting and exploding like fireworks. The entire chamber erupted into pandemonium. Rocket was firing colorful spells from his collection of wands. Each blast was hardening the Gloops, making it impossible for them to move around easily, leaving them to roll awkwardly like an oval stone. Goose stood protectively near Petal and the other fairies, blasting spouts of flame from a wand.
"Stop them!"
The captain's form expanded, towering over his minions. The crystal embedded in his head pulsed with intense purple light.
"The device must be activated before the moon reaches its apex."
Petal's expression shifted from determination to alarm.
"The island, it's responding to the disruption in the crystal network. The moon connection is becoming unstable."
As if to confirm her words, the floor beneath them lurched sideways, sending both heroes and Gloops tumbling. The massive crystal at the center pulsed erratically, its usual steady glow now flickering between brilliant white and deep purple.
"If the connection destabilizes completely, the island could break apart,"
Petal warned, her wings fluttering anxiously. The captain now swelled even larger, his gelatinous form towering 15 feet high.
The crystal in its head glowed so intensely it illuminated his entire translucent body from within.
"Enough!" his voice boomed. "You meddle with forces beyond your understanding."
More Gloop guards rushed into the room now, responding to the alarms. Many of them rolled right to the captain and smashed into him, adding their mass to his own and making him grow and grow and grow. Thick, gloopy arms and legs now protruded from his wobbly torso. "Okay, that's new," Ray commented, skidding to a halt beside his brother, and genuinely disgusting. "I think it's kind of cool," Tim responded. "Do you think if we cut a Gloop in half, it would..." "Not the time, Tim," Ben interrupted, squaring off against the nearest Gloop. The chamber continued to tremble as more equipment malfunctioned, randomly sending lightning bolts of energy between the crystals. Parts of the high ceiling began to crack, raining stone and crystal fragments onto the chaotic scene below. Rocket, his wild hair now standing completely on end from all the magic flowing through his body, fought his way to Goose's side. "The alignment!" he shouted over the growing rumble. "We gotta make sure the main crystal doesn't fall off or the whole place will come down!" The Gloop captain continued to grow. Tim and Ray picked up discarded Gloop spears and launched them at the evil thing. But the spears just stuck into the Gloop's jelly-like body with little effect. The captain looked down in their direction.
"Bad idea," he growled.
The beast glowed and smashed down, crushing Tim and Ray beneath its heavy gelatinous fists. The brothers couldn't dodge quick enough. They rolled on the ground in pain as the Gloop captain lifted his fists off of them, leaving a thick Gloop residue. Ben rushed to the captain now and began slashing at one leg with his katana, hoping to send the beast toppling to the ground. But the glowing crystals within the Gloop captain pulsed with bright light and seemed to protect it, healing each katana slash faster than Ben could hack. And a moment later, he suffered the same fate as Tim and Ray when a huge Gloop fist smashed him into the ground. Petal and her fairy friends swarmed the main moon crystal now, holding it upright in the midst of all the chaos. Goose and Rocket, now convinced that the fairies could keep the main crystal from falling and shattering, went after their captain with everything they had. Rocket wielded two wands in each hand, blasting flames and ice and magic missiles. Goose tried to swing around to the other side of the Gloop monster, cracking lightning at him from an old zap wand he brought along. But somehow it wasn't having an effect. The beast still swung at them, destroying everything in its path. More and more Gloops rushed and combined with the captain, and he continued to grow.
"It's the moon crystal," Petal yelled. "It's making him too powerful."
Goose and Rocket again noticed the glowing crystal floating in the gelatinous body of the Gloop captain.
"Okay, fine," yelled Rocket. "Let's level the playing field."
The kid wizard with wild hair snatched one of the smaller moon crystals from one of the nearby pedestals. With the crystal in his hand, he opened his palm and smashed it into the ground. When he lifted his hand up, there was a pile of crystal pieces and dust. Before Goose could yell, "What in the world are you doing?" Rocket picked up a handful of moon crystal dust and tossed it in his mouth. He threw his head back to swallow.
"Dude, what did you do?"
"We can't hurt him. We gotta get some moon power if we're gonna stand a chance."
Goose looked around for 1 second at the destruction surrounding them. Tim, Ray, and Ben still on the ground in pain, and the monstrous Gloop captain now 30 feet tall and wreaking havoc. Goose agreed and stomped onto the remaining crystal fragments, crushing them into dust. He scooped it up and swallowed it down, coughing. The two ran across to the other side of the room as the captain came after them. They didn't know if this stunt would work, but they figured it was their last chance at getting out of this alive. The end. Thanks for listening, friends. The website is kidstoriespodcast.com. Send all your drawings and things to kidstoriespodcast@gmail.com. Adios.
Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, Boom. Blocked. No more interruptions. No more stress. Stay connected. Stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.